Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm speaking with Andrea Young, who is the executive director of the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, for the state of Georgia. Andrea, welcome back to The Local Take.
Great. Glad to be with you.
Well, we're in unprecedented times, as everyone keeps saying. And honest, I never thought I would be in the United States living under a curfew, but quite a few citizens are. And I know that they're saying, you know, in this pandemic, it is necessary to stop it for us to lose our civil liberties. Is there any reason that we should be worried about this? Or if it's necessary to lose your civil liberties to survive a pandemic, is that just a necessary part of this new normal?
So, you know, these are very important questions. I guess it was about a week ago now, we sent a letter to the governor urging him that any limitations on people's movements are supported by science and proportional to the threat. And so as we monitor the situation, it does seem that the current restrictions that have been put into place in the city of Atlanta and in the state of Georgia are grounded in science, that these are recommendations coming not from political leaders, but from the scientists, from the public health community. And in fact, the public health community would probably urge more action than we've seen in Georgia thus far. So I think, we do always want to balance our civil liberties with the greater good. You know, we are members of a community, and we want to make sure that we're all being responsible, you know, in terms of how we interact, you know, in a community. So I think from what we can judge, you know, the governor and Mayor Bottoms are grounding their actions in science and in the best public health evidence that's available to them.
So now that's everyday citizens and their civil liberties. But there's also worry about incarcerated citizens. And, you know, for the most part, I can't remember the last time someone said the jails in Fulton County or in Atlanta weren't overcrowded. And we know that being in crowds is part of what makes this pandemic spread. What's being done about those folks? I know the court system is down, but I've also heard, you know, that people who are shoplifting or people who are caught smoking marijuana are still being put at the Atlanta jail.
Yeah. And we have urged both, you know, in our letter to the governor and into communications with sheriffs and in an open letter to law enforcement and sheriffs across the state, that this is a time to be very cautious about your obligation to keep the people in custody safe. And as you point out, incarceration is almost by definition, you know, very difficult to have social distancing. And we understand, you know, of course, even just something like the regular hand washing is very difficult. In Cobb County, we've been involved with conditions at the jail there where even the water itself was not sanitary. So we're very concerned, and we have urged law enforcement and responsible elected officials that people with minor offenses should be released. You know, more than 60% of people in Georgia jails are there because they can't make bail. Those people should be released, frankly, even under current law. There are far too many people in our jails who should not be there because the bail has been set too high. It's been set, you know, at a level that they can't pay. They're not a physical threat to their communities, and these people should be released under any circumstances, but they should certainly be released now. As you said, people with minor offenses like personal drug use, people with minor nonviolent offenses, we would say really shouldn't be in jail in the first place, and they certainly shouldn't be there under these conditions, where it is a danger not only to themselves but also to the guards and other people that are responsible for oversight. So we have urged that. We had a press conference with DeKalb County, and DeKalb has been taking some appropriate steps. And I believe Fulton also, you know, has begun to release some low-level offenders or people who were due to be released shortly.
Okay. And now, you know, as we move towards this curfew status, how will people judge what's essential? If you're going to the drugstore and you can, you know, prove it that you're going to the drugstore, is that okay? If you're going to work because your boss says you have to be at work, are those things okay? I've never lived under a curfew. How do you, you know, manage that life? 9 o'clock came mm-hmm. last night, and it was not that I had anything to do, but it was all of a sudden like, you know, did I do everything that I needed to do? It's 9 o'clock. I can't go out.
Right. Well, this is you're absolutely right. This is a lot to adapt to. And of course, we're concerned that communities that are typically over-policed will be over-policed now. And so we are monitoring that that situation. And, you know, the ACLU, ACLUGA.org, we have an online complaint center that we are monitoring. And so if people feel like there is, there's a lack of flexibility, that there is, a harshness to how this is being enforced, we certainly do want to hear about it. Obviously, our community, in many communities, many low-income communities, people don't have the space inside. You know, you might have many people in close quarters, and so, it becomes more challenging to be, cooped up in the house all the time. And, the mayor has said that the parks do remain open, and so, there should not be, so people, as I understand it, are able to go to their neighborhood park and, get outside a bit. And as you say, go get medicine, go to the grocery. I'm going to the grocery store today, to pick up some food. So I think that, we are monitoring that situation. We do want to hear about it. If people feel that these regulations are being enforced in a way that is unduly, that is harsh, or that is discriminatory.
And that website was ACLUGA.org.
.org, yeah.
So now this is the reason that the ACLU exists.
Mm-hmm, yes.
To help protect our civil liberties.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the big things we are pursuing right now is this election. Your listeners should know, our presidential primary was postponed until May 19th. And there are many other races on the ballot on May 19th. And so we are pushing for a mail-in ballot, that should be made easy and free. So right now, the Secretary of State has agreed to send a absentee ballot application so people can vote by mail. to every registered voter. We want them to also send it with a postage paid envelope. You know, and so we're urging that, and also that people are able to drop off their ballots without, you know, getting out of their cars and so forth. But your listeners, you can already request your mail-in ballot from the state of Georgia for the May primary. On that, in that primary, there'll be one of the U.S. Senate seats. There'll be primaries for state legislature, for U.S. Congress, for some of the sheriffs and other local races. So this is a very important primary, and it's also a good rehearsal for November, because we want to be sure that everyone who wants to vote can vote in November, whether or not some of these restrictions have been lifted.
Andrea, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us this morning. And I'm going to give the website again. It's aclugA.org. Thank you so much for what you're doing on our behalf.
Thank you.